The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to the crowds, "Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart, and you will find rest for yourselves. For my yoke is easy, and my burden light." The Gospel of the Lord. Upon my arrival at presentation 4.5 years ago, I had hardly had a touch of alcohol in like 10 years. Not that there's anything wrong with having a drink from time to time, but during my seminary formation, my priestly studies, I just didn't. Well, I get to presentation, and there were 3 of us priests living in the rectory, and there was a cook here. And she would come in 3 evenings a week, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, so that we could have a common meal together. And every night that we would come to dinner, there would be 3 glasses of wine poured. I go, okay, well, this is something new to me, and I enjoyed having a glass of wine on the nights that she would cook. Well, a couple of months go by, and one evening I'm thinking, gosh, I'm so tired, I just want to relax, and I thought, I'll just have a glass of wine. So I pour a glass of wine, I do my spiritual reading. Well, a couple of months go by again, and I find that happening more and more regularly on my own, and just unwinding, trying to get some rest. And then I start to notice that it's popping up during my holy hour. I go in here to pray, and I would think, gosh, it's going to be so nice to have a glass of wine tonight. I go, Well, then it happens one night. I grab a good spiritual read. I go to pour a glass of wine. And I feel the call to come in here and spend time with our Lord instead of having that glass of wine. And I had to struggle to die to the desire to have a glass of wine over spending time with our Lord. And that's when I go, okay, something's going on here. Right, the next time I meet my spiritual director, I say, "Father, you know, it's weird. I never have more than one glass, but here's the..." He says, "Jeremy, why do you have that glass of wine?" I said, to relax. And he said, "Jeremy, as a priest, our Lord must be our place of rest. And it's best as a priest to never have any alcohol when you are by yourself." My brothers and sisters, when you think of rest or relaxation, what is the first thought that comes to mind? Is it alcohol? Is it television? Is it good literature? Is it the movies? Is it particular friendships? All of which can be good in and of themselves. And when that is the way that our Lord desires us to rest, praise God. But if when we think of rest, our Lord is not the first person, the first thing that we think of, something is out of order. Because He is our heart's true place of relaxation and repose. And if He's not the first place we go to relax, something in us needs to be purified. I close with the words of the fathers of the church. They say this, "Come, not that I have need of your glory, but that I seek your salvation. I will refresh you. I will not only save you, but something much greater. I will refresh you. I will set you in all quietness. I will not only take from you your burden, but will satisfy you with inward refreshment.